Phoneboy Speaks, episode 260, Micro Nokia. There's been rumors of this for a while now, ever since Stephen Elop took over as the CEO of Nokia. There's been plenty of rumors that, Nokia would sell out to Microsoft. And, well, I guess the rumors were true, as it were. Nokia has agreed, or, you know, has agreed to sell its mobile phone division and mobile phone services division to Microsoft for $7.1 billion. I guess it's no surprise. And if you follow the history of Nokia, it shouldn't be a surprise that that Nokia is getting out of a business that, well, is unprofitable or has become untenable for them. And they've done this throughout their 150-plus year history. So this should not be a huge shock. Now, what businesses do they have left? Well, they still have the Navtech business unit, which makes a mapping data available to companies, and also the mobile phone infrastructure business, what used to be Nokia Siemens Networks, which is now wholly owned by Nokia, and I forget what they renamed it to, but they still use the NSN thing. And there's probably some other businesses that Nokia has, but essentially what Microsoft has is agreed to buy from Nokia is substantially all of their mobile phone business and some, you know, there's some intellectual property stuff going on. And, you know, and I think for Windows Phone, right? I mean, what that tells the business is that, you know, that Microsoft really needs to own the handset in order to make a compelling Windows Phone experience. And you know, they've said that, you know, they're committed to their partners, right? But honestly, I don't, you know, their partners that are selling Windows Phone devices are only selling maybe 20% of those handsets that are getting sold, and it's not that many. And I don't know. I mean, they're struggling the same way with Windows RT, right? I mean, they make their own Windows RT tablets, and their partners have tried to make them and have not done very well either. So I just don't see this. I just don't see the partners necessarily continuing with this, even if Microsoft gives them, you know, some special stuff. I don't know the particulars here, but I just don't see that happening. And anyway, I think for Windows Phone, right? I mean, people are saying that Windows Phone has failed, and I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think it's slowly gaining acceptance. There is in a few markets, it's started to get about, you know, into the double digits in terms of market share. That means it's still nowhere near what Android and iOS is in terms of market share. But there's still a bunch of people that just have feature phones that haven't made the transition to smartphones. I mean, I think last quarter was the first quarter ever where there were more smartphones sold than feature phones. So that tells me that there's still a shed ton of people on feature phones. And, you know, when at some point they're going to make that transition to the smartphone, they're going to have to. And so, And I think that, you know, that's where I think Windows Phone right now, I mean, offers a fairly compelling experience. I mean, I actually, actually based on that and based on playing with a Lumia 520, I ordered one. It's going to take a few days for me to get it, of course. But the idea is I will have one in hand to actually play with and see, you know, just see up close and personal just how good it is. And I think that's where they have the most, to gain is in that market space, because let's face it, once somebody has chosen to go Android or iOS, they don't change. I mean, there's some people do change, but the vast majority of people don't change. And so that's where their opportunity is. And just from feeling and playing with the Lumia 520, between the software and the hardware, it's like, wow, that actually works pretty well for something at that price point. It's, you know, certainly, you look at an Android handset at that price point, and you know, the quality of the handset is just far less. And I've said all this stuff before. But anyway, this deal is supposed to close in the beginning of Q1 of next year. So that's what the press release said about it. And I'm sure that there's going to be lots of, pontificating by my fellow tech douchebags about this. This is the latest, I guess, for Nokia. And yes, they can finally be out of an unprofitable business for them, or a business that's turned unprofitable, and they can focus on the things that they do really well. And that's, again, that's part of Nokia's history. So this is just business as usual. And, we'll see what this ultimately means for Windows Phone and such, but I think it's, I think it was inevitable, and we'll move on, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.